Welcome to Wide's Haven of Bliss, 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 Bliss. Welcome to Wide's Haven of Bliss, Bliss, Font, Font, Podcast, Cast, Cast. Error, error. Welcome to Wide's Haven of Error, 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 Stupid, 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 Computer, Computer, Compute, Compute, Error, I hate you, you. Control, Alt, Delete, I hate you, Error, 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 any key, press, any key to continue, you, to continue, you. Welcome to Wide's Podcast of Error.
Three. Two podcast. Hike. We're on.
Hello, and we're back after forever.
It's only been like three
forever.
Months. 3 months.
Like forever. November.
Yeah.
November rhymes with forever.
No, we did podcast mid-November forever. I know that.
No.
All those Japan podcasts we did.
We did do a lot.
My heart hurts.
Did you listen to any of them?
Yeah, I listened to all of them.
Oh. I wonder if these people left and listened to any of them. Probably not.
They were good.
They were really good ones. I recommend going back over them if you can, because we were in Japan. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, Tracy. Son. Cutie son number two.
Cutie son number one.
You okay?
I'm okay. I had too much food.
Yeah, we cooked a dinner tonight.
We had some porterhouse.
Tracy's. Pad, the ringi mushrooms, which we learned about in Japan. And shrimp fried. Too much fried food.
Yeah, the grill. Because we've been eating more fish lately when we cook it in the oven.
Yeah, Tracy got this grill that has like bars on it.
It's a grill pan.
Someone, you pan fry it, it makes it look like it's a grill. It's really pan frying.
It's like a grill, but it's really, yeah, pan frying.
Like the steak was grilled, but the shrimp ended up getting fried.
Did you like my grapefruit? Orange ruffy I made the other
day.
That
was really good.
It was good. I made it
up. The first one was a little bit better.
I made the recipe up myself.
The second time it felt a little chewier.
Well, I think the fish was left in the because we had that power outage. So I think the fish wasn't as fresh.
Yeah. We're exploring all different kinds of way to cook because Tracy's watching TV.
I experimented with grapefruit. I made a grapefruit sauce by adding a little bit of sugar and lemon to it. And a fresh grapefruit. It was really good. And it keeps your fish moist when you bake it in the oven in foil.
I buy the food, and Tracy cooks it for her dude.
Oh, cool. Oh.
Har, har, har. Yep. Tracy, we're doing pretty good. We used chopsticks the other day. Had some kimchi.
Kimchi and Korean beef. That was good.
We're preparing for our wedding.
Mitsuwa, the Japanese store out in Schaumburg, because I was out there doing bridal stuff.
Yeah. Got your dress. Bridesmaid dresses.
I do.
If you dropped off the face of the planet, and you're, like, the only one left in the world that doesn't know.
We're getting married!
Aww, so cute. It's almost as cute as those couple I showed you today.
What couple?
Fox News.
Oh, that's totally, like, someone set that up, I think.
Yeah.
5,000 years ago. The skeletons are perfectly preserved, holding each other.
I know.
One last embrace.
It's gotta be a scam. It was like Romeo and Juliet. It was right in the same town as Romeo and Juliet. It might have actually been the real Romeo and Juliet. You know, like the ones from the fictional story. By Shakespeare, who may never even wrote that.
Oh, I didn't read the article. I just saw the picture.
You ever heard that story about, like, people think Shakespeare never even wrote his plays. Other people kind of... He just kind of assembled them from other people.
It's like yeah, I've conspiracy. Heard that. Well, I said he couldn't have done everything he wrote, but...
So we're getting married in Chicago.
In April.
Yep.
Ooh. Man, I had the worst nightmare about weddings.
Oh, no.
It was just like the nightmare from hell. I mean, the wedding from hell in my nightmare. Oh, that was bad.
That was so horrible.
Oh, I had like a lot of anxiety. And then I didn't know if I wanted to marry you after the wedding.
Oh, great.
It was just everything was going wrong. It just didn't go very well.
Maybe it's
I have anxiety prediction. About part. I just don't like throwing large parties, so wedding is a little bit much for me to do.
Yeah. We'll be okay.
My hair cutter today said that I should just hire a wedding planner. They're only $2,000 and you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah!
I'm like, they're $2,000, but how much are they going to charge you for all the crap they come up with that you need that you don't need?
And you still have to talk to them about every detail.
Yeah,
along
they're probably
the way.
Annoying as anything. I can do it on my own.
And it'll stress you out. We're okay. We're doing a good job. We're getting married in Evanston, having at a restaurant in a Greek town, so we're cutting costs quite a bit.
I think it fits our personalities and style.
Yeah, it's hard to have a cheap wedding in Chicago.
Yeah, it is.
It's a hard line to walk. Even though Chicago doesn't feel that big anymore, it's still pretty big. So, it was a tough week in Chicago, actually.
Yeah, it was.
Still tough.
I was -20 at the bus stop, and I waited 20 minutes. My feet were freezing.
Yeah, so coldest week in Chicago in 7 years.
I did the hokey pokey, and it didn't even help. It went bad, it was. And, of course, the public transportation has not clued into that people are freezing to death at bus stops.
So the bus driver today was talking the way home to some, like, gay guy with a mink suit, a mink jacket on. The mink jacket guy goes, he's a white guy with spiked hair, kind of gay looking. He's like, I've had 2 divorces already. The bus driver's like, I've only had one. It's been 10 years. He's like, they make me work a double shift. I gotta work extra to take you all home. But I don't mind because all the cuties ride this bus.
Oh, nice.
I just like to watch all the cuties with all their little get-ups on. All the cute women with all their little business suits on getting ready for work.
Nice.
And I like to see them all. And there's all these, like, you know, semi-attractive women all just silent and staring at them. I hate you.
Gross. I never even thought about that.
It was kind of funny.
That's nasty.
Well, people really dress up.
I never looked that good to go to work, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, LaSalle's got all the people that are, like, young businessmen, so they're trying to look like they're rich, but they're really poor. So they spend all their disposable income on clothing and, like, looking nice.
Women sure do.
Yeah, the women do. And they have, like, the designer bag and the designer coat with the socks and the boots and everything.
I don't even have matching hat and glove anymore because it's too cold for me to even get...
It's coordinated with your coat and your clothes so that you have different ones and you all have the nice gym membership and, you know, whatever. And they all make, like, you know, $5 an hour, but they got to look like they make a lot more so they can get a lawyer husband. Because that's what they're trying to get.
I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, well. It's been really cold in Chicago. Last week was really bad.
Yeah, last weekend.
Chicago's been really warm this year, I thought, up till now.
Oh, it was. It was 50 in January. I was out.
That was crazy.
I was out in the suburbs without any coats.
People think Chicago's cold. It's been really warm this year. And then all of a sudden, we're making up for it. But the whole river is frozen. You notice? It's frozen all the way around and around the side.
Yeah, I saw that.
I read somewhere on the news that, like, 90% of Lake Michigan has froze over one time. But normally it doesn't freeze that much because there's warm water and thermals that churn.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we've been stressed out getting ready for a wedding. Right?
That's right.
It's like...
We're getting ready for a marriage, not a wedding.
All right. Wedding counseling. We're having wedding counseling at the Marie Church.
Yep, it's a stressful time in your life.
Yeah. Makes you ask all the questions that you already asked, but the fact that you asked them in front of the pastor makes him like, I didn't know you were going to say that.
Whatever, that hasn't happened. I don't know what you're going to say. You're going to have crazy talk.
I'm the only one that talks there because everyone else is afraid that they're going to get in trouble.
Well, the one guy should get in trouble. He keeps saying really embarrassing things. I can't believe you just said that.
What was he saying? Like, give his wife, his fiance, a beer to make her chill out in front of the pastor.
Yeah, he's brought up alcohol a few times, and, like, he's got to be an alcoholic.
He's like,
my family never fought. Anyway, no, I don't want to talk about someone. It's just funny.
Yeah. Those people are really quiet. It's kind of funny to see people picking on each other. One guy's like, I flew a helicopter in 3 dimensions, so therefore I think I'm a better driver.
That was funny. That book was funny. She was like...
We had to play the newlywed game.
We came behind.
Yeah.
Well, we tied with a couple, but we still won. We still won the prize.
Yeah. Did we tie or did we...
No, we tied. We only got half the prize.
No, I thought they won.
No, we both won. Because neither of us got the last question right, so they just...
No, I thought they got the last one right and we got it wrong.
No, we both got it right. Wrong. They didn't have another question.
Yeah.
It was something about annoying habits.
I don't have any annoying habits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is our life, wedding planning.
It's like, goodness, what are we going to do with ourselves?
What color is going to be the font of our names on the invitation?
We got mock-ups.
We got 15 varieties. You know, it's like, it's not that that's bad. It's just like, it's so many little details you never even think about.
And no one notices.
No one notices. Where it. But you have to spend the time to do all the things. Like, we just, like, gathered all our invitations.
Like, I didn't appreciate people's wedding invitations until I'm trying to make my own, and I go back and look at them and steal stuff from people. And then I'm like, oh, that was a good idea.
Yeah.
But when I wouldn't have realized that was a good idea at all if I never would have had a wedding. I'd been like, eh, it's there and there at this time. Yeah. Show up.
Here's some
candid food and go home. It's over. Good.
Here's some candid tips if you've never planned a wedding. Like, relax if you don't get a chance to talk to the bride and groom.
Don't do it.
Because there's like 150 people there and you can't talk to everyone and they're all important to you.
Yeah.
So if they talk to you at all.
Think about weddings you've been to. Do you remember flowers? No. Do you remember what you ate? Maybe. Do you remember who you talked to?
No. Yeah,
maybe. But do you remember anything about decorations? Not really.
What color were their bouquets? Did they have $1,000 bouquet or did they even have a bouquet? I don't remember.
Exactly. It's craziness.
Yeah. I remember if they danced or not.
Yeah, dancing, I think, is key. Because it's like, why are you why are we having any dancing?
But I don't remember what I ate. I don't remember if I had chicken or fish.
I do remember what I ate at some, but some of the food is just like so plain. It's like, it was chicken with some vegetables.
Yeah. Ooh. I remember
we're having Greek flaming saganaki, baby.
At the restaurant, Venice saganaki.
People are going to remember the flaming cheese, especially if they've never seen it before.
Yeah.
That's all you need. We just need saganaki and it'll be good. The Greeks make it fun.
They're so laid back.
We watched my big fat Greek wedding yesterday.
Tracy's like one something Greek.
Yeah, I'm something
one
Greek.
One eighth.
One fourth.
One fourth.
I'm not one half, I know that.
You're like a fourth.
Something like that.
Your fourth lamb. Fourth.
Greek. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so chill out if you don't get a chance to talk to the bride and groom. You're important, you were on the list. And realize it takes forever to plan a wedding.
Yeah, it does.
Oh my gosh, it's so much work.
You see how many people I tell them I'm getting married in a few months, they're like, how do you have time to plan everything? Yeah. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah. I still like that our wedding, like, we're only waiting, like,
not even 6 months.
You know, I like that, because it's over with.
Oh, yeah.
Don't drag it out for 2 years.
There would be plenty of reasons not to get married if you drag it out too long.
The more you drag it out, the more you'll fill your schedule with things to do.
In that, too.
You know?
But we needed some time to do with this counseling and prepare for the actual marriage.
The counseling is important.
Because
I recommend the counseling.
You don't really understand what marriage is until you decide you want to enter it. Especially if you've never seen it.
Especially women.
Well, you too.
Guys are like, I don't care.
It's free sex.
3 times a day.
Exactly.
That's what Mark Driscoll said. He's a good pastor.
Crazy. The sermon today, I listened to one today, it went a little bit far, in my opinion.
Oh, really?
Scripture.
What did he say?
You have to listen to it. I don't want to get into all
Mars
what he's talking
Church
about.
In Seattle.
He's just telling guys they need to get a job and make some money. They need to be like Boaz and have a down payment for the woman. He's like, you're not going to get a woman like Ruth.
I think he's really stretching this Ruth Boaz thing.
He's really stretching it afar into contemporary society. I'm like...
Like, there's events that happen in the Bible that... They don't recommend that you foul. Like, Pharaoh persecuting.
He didn't recommend women going
just
and laying
it happened.
He didn't recommend women going and laying at drunk men's feet in the middle of the night and telling them you'll do whatever you want.
Especially your relative, your uncle, or something like that.
It's a kinsman. It wasn't her uncle.
They weren't related because she was a Moabite.
Well, do you remember who the Moabites are from? Yes.
Who are they from?
They're from... What was that guy's name? Cain was got wiped out of the earth.
No. Between those two.
What was that guy's name?
Has something to do with Abraham, but it's not Abraham.
Oh yeah, Ishmael.
Almost.
Gilgamesh.
Who is the guy? Okay. So Abraham says, I'll go this way, and you'll go this other way.
Oh, yeah, Lot. That's
Lot.
Right, Lot's little.
And where did the Moabites come from?
Well, the Moabites, then, aren't they technically Jewish. I came from Lot's Jewish. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't worry, I got a good balance. I can do the two things at once. Don't worry. You have no understanding.
Okay, so Lot was like the nephew of Abraham. Abram, or I don't remember the time. So, and he had two daughters, and they delivered Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Right? And they went and hid in the cave, and they got Lot drunk, and the two daughters slept with Lot.
That's right.
And then out of them became two nations. I think it was Moabites or one. I don't remember what the other one was. It was probably like
Amalekites.
One of the bad ones. Hittites.
Hittites.
Amorites.
Shehites. Shehites are nowadays. Darn Shehites. There's somebody.
Oh, well.
Oh, mama. Yep. Get myself comfortable here. You got the cord all over you.
Yeah. So we're just trying to warm back up into the podcast thing. And Tracy's got her wedding book on her lap. And we're just like getting ready for
when brides attack. Bridezilla.
When brides attack.
You want the definition of bridezilla? A bride who is greedy, thoughtless, and rude, thinking nothing of etiquette or basic courtesy. She believes her friends and family should cater to all of her desires since it's her big day. This is a bridal wedding quiz. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah.
These wedding books make me crazy. They just tell you all the stuff you don't really need. I don't need a darn tiara. I'm not a princess.
What do you think of a $7.99 ring at Amazon?
It looked pretty good. I'd be interested to get it.
Why don't you tell them what it
is? Wear it around. You can get a $7.99 1-carat solitaire.
Cubic zirconia.
CZ with sterling silver. Which sterling silver is pretty good jewelry, you know.
For $7.99, sterling silver? $7.99. It'll be plated. Silver is expensive.
Well, it was originally $20. No, you can get decent stuff. You can get white carat gold and
all
kinds of stuff on
there. We learned all about different kinds of stones.
I learned all about ways to get ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah, stones. The jewelry market is just so ridiculous. It just makes
It is ridiculous.
It makes me not want
to. Like, we went through all this. Like, we first learned about CZs, which is like a synthetic diamond.
Yep.
They look basically the same as a diamond, but
they're not as hard.
They're not as hard.
And supposedly they get like film that you have to clean off of them all the time.
Which I doubt.
I don't know about that. I mean, I have to clean. Your ring gets dirty. You get peanut butter on it. Peanut butter is going to stick to the diamond. It's going to stick to the CZ. You got to clean it off.
Yeah. So on a 1 to 10, where a diamond is a 10.
CZ is like an 8 or 9, yeah. I mean, it's harder than other gems like rubies and
so
sapphire and whatnot.
Yeah, we learned about that. But, like, if you have, like, a 1-carat diamond costs about $5,000 for a nice one.
Yeah, a good quality one.
And a 1-carat CZ costs...
$50.
But
it must cost even cheaper. Like, jewelry stores will sell
cheaper. And you can get them on sale for $25 or less.
You can get them for a lot cheaper.
Jersey like that $7.99 ring you saw. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But cubic zirconia isn't the only synthetic diamond. There's like a few different kinds. There's one that's really popular. Wazanite is really popular right now. It's up and coming. And how much does a 1-carat wazanite cost?
About $500.
I think it was $500. But there's only, I think it's a controlled market. Like there's one company that makes it.
It is controlled, yeah.
There's a couple other different ones. I don't remember what they were called.
Yeah, something
I think there's another one that's like a little bit harder. That's a little bit more.
Is zirconia the same thing as cubic zirconium?
I think so.
Okay.
So like those ones that are intermediary, like are harder than hard as a diamond. Like I think the mazanite is like 9.5 and a diamond is 10.
It's not quite a diamond, but it has more brilliance and fire.
But some of the the mazanite I think can be a lot more sparkling. And
you have to pay a lot for a diamond that looked like a wazanite.
Yeah, but I think some of the wazanites can have color tints to them.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, you can get, like, some of them are green.
Green, that's right.
Yeah. Where, like, diamonds, they tend to be clear.
Ooh! Shout out to Corey for that one, because he gave us all the, he knows all about the bloodthirsty diamond market.
Yeah, it's all, like, marked up, too, because I think you can actually get a nicer stone that's synthetic.
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 Oh, yeah. I mean, then look at the range. Diamond. Like, if you go to, I was looking at Amazon.com. You can get a diamond on there in white gold for under 1,000 for 1-carat. But Tiffany's, there's no way you're going to get one for under 5,000.
Yeah, for a small stone.
And they're always like, it's all about cut clarity, all the three, four or five C's or whatever it is. But that's a bunch of malarkey.
It's garbage.
I mean, sure, but who, it's malarkey.
Yeah. So it's anyway. Really just different. And they're like the whole diamond tradition though, are like 50 years old anyway. So anyways, my point is that like there's a lot of things you can waste your money on in a wedding.
And in life.
And in life. But especially weddings.
Especially weddings, that's right.
Things like flowers and details and, you know, some what was it, $1,000 to have your invitations done by someone else?
Well, it can be, for sure.
At least.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere you go, someone wants money from you.
And like, they smell blood. It's like you're. It's like you're. It's like you're a person with a big gash on their side. It's in a shark-infested tank, and the sharks. Once you drop the word wedding at anywhere, a limousine company, a food company, a caterer, you drop the word wedding, they smell it. They smell blood on you.
Yeah.
They know they're ready for the kill.
There's Bible verses that talk about like throwing feasts. I don't. And like there was Old Testament requirements. Well, about all,
I think it's wonderful to have feasts. And I think it's
wonderful. But who are the people are you supposed to invite? That was what I was going to get at. Like, it talks about...
I don't think it's talking about literally about feasts. I mean, it is.
Like, when you have these parties, you shouldn't be thinking about what you can get out of it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be thinking about what you can get out of it. And,
like, very selfish, like, making the wedding, like, perfect. But thinking about more about the people you're inviting and doing a benefit for them to honor those people who are coming to celebrate your wedding, have a nice time, mm-hmm. And people and don't expect it, not expecting them to pay you back, but just as a generous thing. And I mean, you're obviously going to have a good time.
Yeah.
But you can do that for a lot less.
Exactly.
So.
It's just a matter of, you know, if you have a big barbecue for 100 people, it's not going to cost that much money, but it's always be a good time.
Yeah.
It's a matter of having an understanding of what's ridiculous.
Yeah. Tracy has good advice because she's also known as a connoisseur of fine deals.
I am a connoisseur of fine deals.
Yeah.
I should write a new wedding book.
Typically on Fridays on her I Love Podcast at blogspot.com.
Oh, you can subscribe now. Check out the subscription.
She gives good deals.
That's right.
Speaking of good deals, why don't you tell them about Walmart?
Oh, yeah. Walmart gave out free razors recently. Not three. Not four, but five blade razors.
Five
Not
blades.
A quattro.
No way.
A cinco.
A quinto, I think.
I don't know what it's called, but it's like the Mach 5. There was Mach 2, Mach 3, Mach 4. Now there's Mach 5, and you can get it for free.
That's pretty fast.
It is pretty fast.
I do notice when I shave with multiple blades.
Did you shave with the Mach 5 yet? I gave it to you. I gave it to Wyatt because it's a man's blade.
But when you do shave that way, you do get a closer shave. It definitely makes a difference.
There's five blades going up against your face.
I know. It's like because one pushes it down and the next one catches it as it flicks up. And you get that baby feel to your face.
Good. Like baby bottom. Why don't you shave with that then instead of the cheap
Are baby bottoms really that smooth? I've never changed a diaper.
I've never changed a diaper.
We're in trouble.
Yeah. I didn't do good with babysitting. Those little kids are crazy.
So go check out the I Love podcast.blogspot.com.
That's right.
It's kind of misleading. It should be I Love Deals.
I got random subscribers. Woohoo.
All right. But people from MySpace,
people
I think.
I don't even know. Probably MySpace people. That's true.
Yeah.
I got the MySpace hookup.
Yeah. I renovated my website too. What do you think of the changes? Simplified it.
Yeah, it's nice. It makes it easier.
It just shows the blog.
I have to go to Bible Gateway now to do my Bible searches.
Did you use my Bible search before?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be legit, and I didn't want to spend the time to work it. And ESV, I use that all the time now.
Yeah.
So I just hit my Bible search redirect to ESV for now. I did sign up for a web API where I can have my own like front end, and it searches the ESV.
Oh, that's nice.
But the problem is if I'm offline, it doesn't really help me very much.
That's true.
But that's kind of boring. ESV is my favorite translation right now.
I know.
I used to read the NASB, but it's so literally accurate that sometimes it's hard to read. But they're both really good. We need to get you one.
I know. I have to
giggle. ESV is the official Bible translation for the Wyatt's Haven Bliss podcast, which you're listening to right now.
Oh, yeah. You gonna quote it?
Yeah, I did that because John Piper likes it. John Piper's my hero!
Mark Driscoll just switched to it, too.
Mark Driscoll is Tracy's hero.
Moody Church has been using it, too, for a while. You wanna be crazy?
Well, I think we should wrap it up. Anything else you want to say?
Seriously, people.
Chicago Style Wedding Magazine.
No, this one actually gives prices for places, which is interesting. I'm curious now to read this.
Tell me more. Does he put up a fight? Tell me, all right? We're in suspense.
What do you want to know? I got prices for like 600 places.
Well, give me a couple.
Some of these are definitely lying. Let's see. Chicago Marriott Downtown, $99 to $121 per person. Harold Washington Library, the room costs $5,000 to rent.
Do they have the Moonlight Lounge at the public library?
That's what it is. It's not, it's like, I forget what the name of the room is. We had a formal there in college.
Six grand
for the room.
I heard it's really nice.
It is nice. You can go up there.
$6,000 better be.
Well, it's not worth $6,000, that's for darn sure. That's not including any food, that's just for the space. I've never heard of some of these places. Embassy Suites is $80 to $120 a person. Four Seasons Hotel, $200 to $275 a plate.
Wow. Chicago's expensive, though.
I wonder what the most expensive one is anyway. It's going to take me too long to look through here, but...
Oh, well. Some of them are absolutely bloated. Oh,
Germania Place. That's not too bad. Only $50. I could have called them.
Well, I think we should hang up the podcast.
Yeah. I'm digressing.
You kind of get the point.
I digress.
Wedding is like this.
Yep.
It goes on and on and on.
We'll give you a full update after our relaxing honeymoon.
Yep, in Austin, Texas.
We'll see if that happens.
I hope we have a honeymoon. Sounds good.
That means we got married.
It's harder than you think.
Hallelujah.
Unless you have this point in your engagement that you're ready to throw all the invitations off the table and run into your bedroom and slam the door, you're not ready to be married.
That's right. You have to have a point of crisis. Didn't they always talk about that? It's some like psychological thing.
Yeah,
there has to be a moment
point.
Of crisis.
So
and
you
then
let
you
it
decide
out.
If you want to be together or not.
Yeah, the cold feet.
What
thing.
Was our moment of crisis?
We'll not get into that.
Yeah, we'll not.
We got
let's
through
not
it.
Air our public laundry.
We just got stressed out by all the counseling. Because, like, the counseling is stressful.
I think
the wedding
had
is stressful.
We've several moments of crisis already in our relationship,
you know,
that we've dealt already with them.
Yeah. Me and Tracy are kind of opposite ends, so we have to compromise quite a bit.
That's right.
It makes me chill out and helps her, like, kind of
He needs
deal
a good kick in the behind sometimes.
Yeah. We're getting along okay. But we're doing good. All right, well, there's always more to say. So read my blog, havenofbliss.com, and read Tracy's blog, ilovepodcast.blogspot.com, and listen to more podcasts by Wyatt and...
Tracy. Woohoo!
Soon to have my last name. And...
Hootie!
That's about it. So, you want to say goodbye?
Arigato! Sayonara!
Yeah. Au revoir. Tutelaire.
Au revoir.
Sayonara.
What
Good night.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. What language is that?
I don't know. I think it's messed up French.
Alright, bye.